Sudan's Arab rulers are not alone when it comes to cracking down on dissent. The authorities in several Arab countries do the same thing, to varying degrees. Perhaps that's why the overthrow of Tunisia's government has riveted the Arab world. The head of the Arab League even says the Tunisian revolution is a sign that the Arab soul is broken. One particularly troubled spot in the Middle East is the Gaza Strip. The World's Matthew Bell recently met some young activists there who've been watching events in Tunisia with a mix of anticipation and trepidation.
A group of 8 college kids gets together and sets up a Facebook page and a blog. They write an online manifesto laced with profanity. It's a political essay fueled by emotion. It all sounds pretty unremarkable unless the young authors live in the Gaza Strip. 2 of the 8 members of a group calling itself Gaza Youth Breaks Out agree to meet and talk at a restaurant in Gaza City, but only if they can use their pen names and have their voices altered. Abu Yazan is a fast-talking, chain-smoking student in his early 20s. He says the news of Tunisians overthrowing their government has been exhilarating to watch.
I mean, they were under dictatorship for 20 years. Right now it's over. Right now they can speak, they can vote. And we need the same thing. I mean, we voted for Hamas. Every one of us voted for Hamas. But right now, we have the right to criticize them.
And criticize they do. The group's manifesto uses a 4-letter word to denounce both main Palestinian factions, Hamas and Fatah. Abu Yazan says he and his friends believe the current crop of leaders have failed the youth of Gaza. Half of the 1.5 million Palestinians in Gaza are under the age of 18. He says it's time for a change.
No, we need someone like unique, someone to speak on behalf of us, someone like to change what's going on in Gaza Strip. Someone who could hear our voice, hear our requests, what we want to do, what we're able to do. Just let us speak, let us act, let us do what we could do to change the situation here in Gaza Strip. Let us participate in making decisions. We're sick of being led by, I'm sorry for bad words, by assholes.
Abu Yazan says the bottom line of the group's message is that the youth of Gaza need more freedom. Freedom of expression, political freedom, the freedom of movement, and the freedom to have a better future. Abu Yazan says he knows the possible consequences of such blunt talk in a place ruled by the Islamist group Hamas. He says the members of Gaza Youth Breaks Out could be detained, tortured, or even killed. That's why they want to remain anonymous, at least for the time being. Abu Aoun says even their parents are in the dark.
Okay, my father's open-minded and he's also educated, and my mother also. But according to the risky matter that we're in right now, maybe, I don't know, I really don't know.
Abu Aoun says he and the others were not prepared for the kind of response they've received. They've attracted thousands of online followers. He says there's been some confusion about what they stand for. He says they're not just fed up with Palestinian leaders, they're fed up with the international community, the United Nations, and the United States, says Abu Aoun. Abu Yazan says the members of the group felt compelled to issue a second manifesto to clarify where they stand on Hamas and Israel.
Some people misinterpreted our words and started saying that here is the Gaza Strip people talking and overthrowing Hamas. Well, no, we have a main issue, a main point, which is the occupation. There is a difference between the occupation that is killing us every day and the person or the movement that is not allowed to speak. There is a difference between someone killing our souls and the other person killing our voices. There is a big difference.
If their online campaign can help open doors and begin to create change in Gaza, Abu Yazan says, they will have succeeded. And that is worth the risks. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Gaza City.